Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Love Your Music. I'm Margot Joy-Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today's show is my husband, Dudley Denader. Dudley is a business owner, graphic designer, aerial and architectural photographer, writer, musician, and singer-songwriter. After majoring in design and photography at Art Center College of Design, Dudley did contract work for a few ad agencies in San Francisco and Marin County. In 1980, he started his own business, which is known as Denader Design and Photography. Dudley's design experience includes branding, identity design, and layout for advertising and collateral materials. His photographic specialties include architectural photography, exteriors and interiors for commercial properties and hotels, as well as award-winning aerial photography. Dudley is an accomplished musician and singer with two albums of original music recorded by a close friend, Robert Berry, of Soundtech Studios in Campbell, California, Editions. He expects to have it published later this year. During the show, I'll play the title track from his album, Holiday on Earth. To connect with Dudley online, please visit his website, www.denaderdesignphotography.com. That's denaderdesignphotography.com. Welcome, Dudley.
Hi.
Hi. Happy birthday, first of all.
Thank you. It's a beautiful day, and it's wonderful to know that somebody upstairs was thinking of me and gave me this wonderful day in the end of January to celebrate my birthday.
Oh, I know. It was so awesome when I was writing my morning pages and I saw the beautiful sunrise come up this morning and knew that it was going to be a beautiful day for your birthday.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, let's talk briefly about how you live your music through your design and photography business. Tell us just a little bit about
In 1980, I started the business. I had been working in design ever since I had finished attending Art Center. I went to the University of Colorado and Wayne State University in Detroit and then finished up at Art Center in Los Angeles at the time. It was in Hollywood at the time. Now it's in Pasadena. But it's a very wonderful school that not only teaches you art and design, but it teaches you the business of art and design, too. And it's taught by working professionals. I can't speak highly enough about the school and what it's done to prepare me for my career. I started out in thinking that, you know, I'll study this and hopefully I'll be able to get work doing it, and wondered how that would happen because so many people aspire to that. And very few really get the chance. Luckily, through a few contacts, a few businesses, people that know and respect my work, I've been able to stay in business now. This is our 34th year. And I have major clients that I've been working with for well over 20 years, doing different types of design for their publications, for their identity, and a lot of collateral materials. So it's been a wonderful journey. I'm still looking forward to many more years of this. I don't intend to retire. I intend to just continue doing what I'm doing until I can no longer do so.
You know, you have taught me and the people who have worked with you and with us as interns as well so much about creativity and about design and about photography and how we look at life. One of the things you taught me early on, too, is to zoom in and zoom out. And that is so true, not just with photography and design or writing, but it's true with life, you know, to look at the details and then to look at the big picture as well.
It's so funny that you mentioned that because so many people have a tendency to stay locked in one view or the other, or to spend too long in one view or the other instead of kind of bouncing back and forth. But the advantage of seeing the overall is obviously portending of the future, what's happened in the past, what your possibilities may be. And then as you zoom in, you can get into all the details that manifest whether or not that is going to work and, you know, how it fits in with the rest of your reality. So it's a, I use it all the time. I think it's one of the best ways to really look at life, no matter what it is.
I totally agree, and it was you that taught me that. And I tended, excuse me, I tended before then to get so focused on the details. And so for me, I really need to remember to also zoom out a lot and look at the overall of whatever I'm doing or life. Also wanted to talk about the Earl Nightingale and how much he has influenced us, and about the quote that he had called Holiday on Earth that inspired your album Holiday on Earth. And would you like me to read that right now?
Sure. Just a note about Earl. We both, Margo and I, refer him to as Uncle Earl. That there's something so familiar about this low bass voice, just so full of warmth and invitation. It's just a man's voice alone is amazing. What he thinks and how he, you know, expresses himself is another incredible fact, but packaged in this amazing, warm, inviting voice is just something else. I'll never forget the first time I heard his voice. It drew me immediately. And that's when we started, you started introducing me to him and his work, and through Nightingale Cohen and other authors. And but most particularly in this one aspect about living a holiday on Earth. So why don't you go ahead and read what he said, because it was so well said.
I wish I could do it in his voice, but I don't know. I can't do that, but I will.
Yeah, we need
read
Merle.
It.
He could probably get down there.
Okay. You and I are on a kind of holiday on Earth. Out of the mystery, we appear to share our lives with the other living things on this small, blue, blessed planet. We spend time here before merging back into the mystery once again. During this time, let us enjoy ourselves to the fullest. To do that, we need to examine ourselves, as wise old Socrates admonished us, and discover what we are best equipped to give for the journey's fare. There is really no good excuse for not doing that which we most want to do, nor for not enjoying to the fullest those experiences we find to our liking. They make the holiday all the more interesting and rewarding. Earl Nightingale. I just get so choked up whenever I heard of living a life you love, because it's such an important part of our lives. And tell me, talk a little bit for me about the song Holiday on Earth. And before I play it, I want to play that pretty soon so that we can talk about it a little more after. So I'd like you to talk a little bit about me asking you to write the song and how that felt and what it was like for you.
Discussing songwriting is very difficult. As I told my friend Glenn Collins, who just recently sent me a song, which is great, by the way. I love the way the melody line and the rhythm and stuff kind of work together. I just heard it a few minutes ago this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not sure if he wants me to collaborate with him, but I congratulated him and wanted him to go. But talking about songwriting is so difficult. It's like, how do you define how to pull something out of the air and make it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can think of is that I hear things in my head. One of the things I mentioned to Glenn about his song today is that when I listened to the music, it reminded me of celebration. And I thought, okay, well, that's the start. You know, that gets you going. And that's the type of manner in which songs are written. You get a basic idea. A lot of times it'll be a riff. Sometimes it'll be a hook, which would be just, you know, an aspect of the chorus. Or it's, you know, just some sort of nice thought or melody that really starts the song. And from there you build. You add bricks. You build your foundation. And wherever you go, you cross-check to make sure that everything is working with everything else. Oftentimes my music will take bends that are a little unusual. And some people aren't used to that sort of a note being played within that key structure and find it a little unsettling. It's just my own particular style. So it's almost impossible to say how it came about. I just remember reading what you just read from Uncle Earl and talking to you about it, getting feedback from other people, and then I came up with this lick, the first little da-da-da-da-da-da type lick, and that just powered the rest of it. And then I just started plugging things in and changing things around, wrote the bridge and so on. So it's I wish I was a teacher, but it's so hard to explain.
I remember that you had asked me to write a list of what it made me think of, and so I have that list somewhere. I don't know where it is, but I had given you a list of my thoughts about it, and then you read that, and then you came up with the lyrics that are in the song, and
yeah.
I just absolutely love the lyrics that are in the song. It
well,
always
that is another,
makes me feel good.
That's another aspect of songwriting I should have mentioned, and that is keywords. Oftentimes, like, for example, in Glenn's song, if I wanted to start thinking about celebration, I would write down all the words that have
mm-hmm.
to do with me and celebration,
mm-hmm.
how it touches me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in this case, I was writing everything as portrayed by Earl Nightingale. But the
mm-hmm.
thought still comes as a universal thought, I think, more from the universe, the greater unknown. We are merely channels for 99% of this stuff. We have a tendency to stub our toe and throw our own elements in from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think most of it is just channeling. There have been a number of songs I've written where I just got an idea and just sat and wrote the whole song. There have been
mm-hmm.
not too many of those, but there have been some. One Way is one of the ones. I sat and I was talking to you while you were fixing dinner one night,
mm-hmm.
and I had a pad of paper, and I started thinking about this thought of One Way and the lyric and the melody line that I had in my head. And I wrote three verses right there while you were cooking dinner. I'll never forget that. It just came out of me.
Well, and
so
then
we
all
are
the songs
channels.
That you, yeah, and then all the songs that you and Xander had fun collaborating on for the albums as well.
Well, to have someone that's that close to you, that knows your mind and you know theirs, you can pick each other's thoughts so easily. And, you know, it's not without some scrapes and so on and so forth where the disagreements happen and so on. But to write music with another person is one of the most intimate things that I can think of doing. To do it with
mm-hmm.
my son was an unbelievable joy. There are so many of those songs in the second album we did as collaboration together. One of us would think of something that would start the beginning, then another one would toss in that, something else to build off that, and then so on and so forth. And the lyrics we would just throw back and forth. We'd sit
mm-hmm.
down, go over the melody line, and start writing lyrics. He'd throw something, I'd throw something. He'd throw something, I'd throw something. So it was really a wonderful aspect of being able to collaborate and come up with something that has some meat on the bone, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's so true. And then the fun of taking it down to Soundtech Studios and having Robert record it and then do his magic, adding in keyboards and bass guitar and drums and, you know,
yeah, a master
the fun
musician.
That we had. Hmm?
Unbelievable master musician. The warmth of his personality is something that's hard to describe to people. They think you're talking about somebody that's either faking it or that you're expanding upon the truth, but neither is true. He is one of the most unbelievable people I know. So talented, so warm, so imaginative in the manner in which he helps you create all this music and play
mm-hmm.
all these amazing instruments just as well as I've ever heard anyone play them. So, yeah, to work with Robert
yeah.
is a gift that I can't even explain.
Yeah, and I remember going to all the recording sessions was so much fun. I really enjoyed every once in a while I'd get to help pick a new word for something. But just, you know, hearing all the different tracks put down was just so much fun. And seeing each of you do your parts was really wonderful. But I remember also that during when this song, Holiday on Earth, was being recorded, that even Robert was bouncing around the studio.
Oh, he was. I've never seen him like that before. I mean, I don't think he really touched the ground. He was in the, like, in between leaps almost every single time with this huge grin on his face. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful
yeah.
experience. It's too bad we couldn't share that essence, you know, of that song with everyone else.
Oh, I know. Because when we hear it, we can also remember the recording of it and how much fun we had with Robert at the recording studio. Well, I'm going to play the song now, so we've probably gotten people a little bit curious about the song. And the song's called Holiday on Earth by Dudley Denater, and it's the title track of the album called Holiday on Earth.
Holiday on Earth.
The first album, and it ended up being the title track and the name of the album, both. We liked it so much. So.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, we're running out of time. It's going by so quick. I want to say before I run out of time to do it, that next week on February 4th, 2015, my guest will be Leif Sorby, and we'll be talking about his band Tempest and the way he's living his music as a singer, songwriter, and musician. And during the show, I'll be playing the title track from Tempest's new album. The title is The Tracks We Leave. And we'll also be talking about the album release, the band, and their upcoming tour. And I'll be posting the link for the show on Facebook and Twitter. And you can also get updates by signing up for my e-newsletters. Well, Dudley, let's talk a little bit about West Coast songwriters. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you're the one that got me into that one. But we had had, last spring, there was a note that came from whomever, I guess generally the school district sent it out, but it was for Earth Day, and it was being held at Redwood High School, where Alex went to high school. And I didn't even realize on the card, which was well-designed, and I looked at it and I was intrigued by that, that there was a songwriting contest through West Coast Songwriters. I had
That's
been
right.
aware
Yeah,
of West Coast songwriters,
Tina saw
but
the, Tina
right,
saw
yeah,
that.
she was the
She
one that
pointed
picked
it out.
that up out of all of us. So I entered my song Earth Blues and sent that off, and I didn't end up winning anything, but we did go over to Earth Day, and that's where we met Robert Crane and Laura Lee Brown, who are two of the principal people with regards to the chapter in San Rafael, which is held at Phoenix Supper Club in on 4th Street in San Rafael. So we went. We were invited by Robert to come and just play while the judges were deliberating after the songwriters had sung their songs. So usually there's 6-8 people that are singing. Then they go up into the green room upstairs at Phoenix and deliberate over the lyrics and the song they like the best and the performance they like the best. And during that time, then they bring up other people that are interested in joining or that are just not wanting to participate in terms of competition but want to sing a song. So the two of us, I think I did it first, and then the two of us started singing songs together. But we did that for a couple months, and then I ended up joining, and you suggested it, and I agreed we should join as a band. So our band is the Denaters, and it's you and Xander and me.
Mm-hmm.
So we all have a part in this whole thing, and you and I have sung numerous times at Phoenix. But this is an incredible club that was largely the brainchild of Laura and Merle. And Laura Van Halen is really an incredible person with a lot of she's in advertising, I believe, and has had a lot of success, and then has decided to take this club and commiserate with people from the Grammys, of which Merle is one, Merle Saunders, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And they spent a lot of money and developed a small club in San Rafael that just eclipses anything in the local area. They Wi-Fi everything out from all the performances, so you can log in later or watch it at the time. It's broadcast to, I think they said, something like 108 countries around the world.
Holy
but in
cow.
Addition, it's state-of-the-art sound, unbelievably done and then really mastered by a man named Martin, who is a wonderful, loving person who has controls of the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I've gone there, every instance that I've had a chance to play, it's been one of those things where I'll never forget it. It's a wonderful place. It's not huge, but the sound is just immaculate. It's incredible. And anyone that's listening, that lives in the local area, or if you're visiting, you should check this place out. It is just incredible. I think that were the economy a little better and so on, that there would be places like this popping up all over the place. But unfortunately, the expense is such that there's only this one that I know of. But
yeah,
I just can't say enough about Phoenix.
Well, it is amazing. And, you know, it's allowed us to meet so many wonderful people there, including all the people that you've mentioned, and also Shiloh Hobel, who was on my show last month. She's amazing, and she's just so much fun, and everybody's so encouraging that's part of the West Coast Songwriters. And I wanted to mention, before we forget to mention it, that they have changed the West Coast Songwriters competitions to the first Tuesday of each month. So there's going to be a competition next week on Tuesday, February 3rd, 2015 at Phoenix. And the time for that 7 to 10 p.m. and Dudley and I will be there. So,
in fact, we're going to be playing in competition the song that you wrote called Believe, that I wrote the music for, which we just completed in December.
Yeah, I'm so excited about that, Dudley. I just love that, and I love the song Imagine that you also wrote music for, my lyrics for, and it's just, you know, it's so cool to have those two songs that my dream had been to have songs to go with the chapters in my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, and I already have two of them now, thanks to you.
Yeah, no, it's been easy. The one time that you took off when I wrote Imagine, you had heard that there was an author speaking at Book Passage, which is close to our house. It's a bookstore, a small independent bookstore, and they do a lot of book signings and have authors there and speaking and so on and so forth quite a few times. And this was one person that you had wanted to see, and you didn't realize until the last second that he was going to be there. So in the middle of the afternoon, I think it was a Saturday, you just said, well, I'm going over there. And I said, great. And I sat down on the inside-outside deck, and I thought about the lyrics you were writing, and I thought about a real bouncy little tune that I could put behind it. And it was kind of like the way I wrote what was the name of the song? I just remember.
Holiday on Earth.
Well, no, there was not One Way.
So,
in any case, it doesn't matter. But I just got it in one fell swoop. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah,
and
I know, because I came back from the event, which wasn't that long, and there it was. There. Was
yeah,
the
whole song was finished. I had even gotten to the bridge and everything, so I really enjoyed that thoroughly. And when things happen like that, there's something mystical about it too.
Mm-hmm.
You get the feeling that yes, you have the feeling of accomplishment that you did this, that this didn't exist before, and now it does.
Mm-hmm.
But the
mm-hmm.
most amazing feeling is the connection with the greater universe. In other words,
mm-hmm.
you did get help from somewhere. You don't know where, but you channeled, you know, this feeling. I can't think of any other way that it would just pop into your head like that.
Yeah, it's
so,
exactly true. You know,
like
we
to
only
just
have
acknowledge
a couple minutes left, and also wanted to mention that last time, I think it was last time we were at the West Coast Songwriters, that you sang a song called Never Home, Never Gone, that was also written with your friend Frank, and he and Mark were on that trip to Europe that the book's about. So I wanted to mention that before we ran out of time.
Yeah, Europe for a Song is the name of the book, or will be, not done yet, although it's been rewritten a number of times, and I won't go into all the aspects of why, although
mm-hmm.
I am learning how to write, and I'm, you know, different types of writing are different altogether. I mean, writing ad copy is real short and personal, and
mm-hmm.
sweet, and writing songs, every single syllable counts, and when you're writing a book, every sentence counts, and you just have to make sure that it all works. And I'm getting it down, but it was interesting because in 1971, Frank Schutz and I went to London. We took a plane to London, and this is after I'd had a spoiled record offer from Bell Records. They wanted to buy Come Some Other Morning, the song, one of the first songs that I'd ever written, but they didn't want me, and I was very disappointed that they didn't want me, so I didn't want to sell them the song, because I didn't want it to just get shelved and not used, and I found out after the fact that they had just signed Hall Notes, I mean, months before that, and the year prior to that, they'd signed Melanie, so my position in the music was already pretty well taken up by Bill, but I got upset, and I went to Europe. I said, oh, screw this. I sold this huge amplifier that I had and got the money to go, and then spent 6 months in Europe with Frank and Mark in a Volkswagen van just going all over the place and playing in the streets.
We're almost out of time. We're going to be running out of time.
Anyway, take a look for that book. But there's one thing I want to say, because it's my birthday, and it's a quote from The Birds that I think everyone can take with them and enjoy, and that is, I was older than that yesterday, I'm younger than that now.
So true. Well, everyone out there, I hope that whatever music you hear calling you, that you'll let yourself live your music, because the world's a much more fun place when you let yourself live your music, and it's better for all of us as well. Thank you, Dudley, so much for being on my show. Thank you for being my husband and Sanders' dad, and just, you know, making life so much fun. Bye for now, everyone.